Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hi there. Welcome to the year in review of the Bob and Tom Show. I'm Grace Yinger.
I'm Jessica Alsman, and we're showing you some of the best videos from 2018. Mm-hmm. And the goal of the show is to make you laugh. And sometimes the jokes don't make you laugh. So here's the best of the worst jokes of 2018.
Even if the Belgians don't like it, the fries of today are fundamentally Parisian, according to food historian Pierre Leclerc. Who said in an interview with the paper, which was published on International Belgian Friday, as if to add flame to the oil.
Pommes frites?
What is a pommes frites?
A French fry.
French fry. Oh, yes, okay. Ace, you have a question.
Well, you know, Tom, the first French fries weren't fried in France.
What?
Huh. They were fried in Greece.
Boo!
In Ace's defense... He's done that before, and none of you remembered.
No, I remembered. Yeah.
No, I don't.
At least finally it made sense.
There's a fair amount of acting on air sometimes, chick.
Words have different
What's
meanings.
A duck fried in? What's a duck fried in?
Turkey.
Turducken.
Turducken. That isn't even a joke.
He may be having a stroke.
It's as bad as that crap over there.
That isn't even a joke.
Wait a minute. What does a duck fight in?
No, it's a duck fried in.
Oh, what is a
He's
duck fried,
fried in turkey.
In? Yeah, turducken. They put that.
No, Jeff, there's nothing man.
There's not a joke.
You know what? There's the country turkey.
That is not a joke in any language.
Look,
you
know we need to. Can we box this up?
I am a professional comedian.
Let's send this to the Comedy Institute and see what they say.
Hey, Tom, do Jeff a favor and don't tell the people where he's performing this weekend.
God.
decision.
I've burned through all my A material in here, all right?
Already? You just got here 25 minutes ago.
Oh, I gotta write some new stuff.
Sticking with the food, we might have a new slogan coming soon. I can't believe it's not chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken will test out vegetarian fried chicken in the UK. The chain said in a statement to Food Beast, once we've perfected the recipe, we aim to test with customers this year. And if all goes well, we hope to launch a new vegetarian option in 2019.
KFV instead of KFC?
The meat-free alternative, which will use the same spice mix as the regular fried chicken, will reportedly reduce calories by serving per serving by 20%.
Oh, so it'll be KFV instead of KFC?
Good one, Josh.
Thank you.
Okay. Wait a minute. When I said it, it was almost like there was a vacuum. It's like you couldn't hear me scream in space, and Josh says it.
Oh, I didn't hear you say it. Did anybody hear
Chick
say it?
All of a sudden, Richard
I don't know. Nobody heard you say it.
No, it's fine. Oh, no. I get it. Oh, I get it.
I have a question. Doesn't this already exist? Aren't they called French fries? Deep fried vegetables?
I will say this, though. Morningstar at the grocery store, they have meatless chicken wings that are ridiculously good.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just that fake chicken?
It's so good.
What's it made out of?
I don't know, but it's...
French fries?
It's tasty.
Tofu? Tofu, maybe?
Do you still get the same grease?
No, not as bad, though.
Like tofurkey?
Okay, so if you're a vegan, do you eat chips and chips instead of fish and chips? What are they...
Well, the vegans might not, depending on what the oil is.
This is getting really complicated.
That's right.
Are they going to have to make an emoji for this now? Like a fake chicken?
Hey, Josh, will you say tofurkey so everybody will laugh?
You know, kind of like tofurkey.
Son of a bitch!
Great job, Josh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, announcer. Thank you, announcer guy.
Boy, you said KFV, and we just we looked at you and just turned our heads, didn't we?
That's what makes it worse. Is that you all kind of stared?
We acknowledged you, and then we all
you heard.
Yeah, we all collectively said no, thanks.
No. Not only not laughing, but saying no.
Kentucky Fried Vegetables. Is that what it was going to be?
I didn't even get it. You didn't get it until Josh.
No, I then oh, I realize what they're doing. Okay, that's very clever. Okay. we did find out.
I hate you. Retired German tennis star Boris Becker. Now, despite the fact this isn't a story you found, I hope you'll enjoy this, Tom, because okay. I saw this and I thought it would be something you'd like.
Okay.
Boris Becker is claiming his role as a sports attaché for the Central African Republic gives him diplomatic immunity from bankruptcy proceedings.
What?
Is that right?
First of all, he's...
Wouldn't you love it if the judge said... Is that right?
Yeah. What is he, the tennis attaché? What'd you call him?
Retired German tennis star Boris Becker. He's a sports attaché for the Central African Republic.
Attaché? Well, he's got a case.
Oh, nice.
Ladies,
you know something? I say we stop the show. It's not going to get any better
than
that.
That's gorgeous. We'll have details.
The attaché case.
That's gorgeous.
Oh, my God. That is just delightful.
Well done, John. Take a break.
We have raccoons. We have an update on the raccoon. We have an update on a little baby deer. And Spotted Dick, the famous English dessert, is in the news in a big way. Excuse me. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
More Bob and Tom next from the Napa Studios. Need some B&T stuff? Check out our store at bobandtomstore.com.
A young man in Alabama has been accused of molesting a horse.
Has he?
The Mobile County Sheriff's Office says the 18-year-old was caught in the horse's stable Thursday night, January 4th, confessing to trying to molest the horse, a 20-year-old mare named Polly.
Well, 20, that's...
She's got consent.
An older woman.
Yeah. The way things have been going in politics, at least she was a consenting 20-year-old.
You leave that young man alone.
The horse's owner told police she'd suspected Polly's stall had been tampered with several times throughout the month of December. The man's been charged with possession of burglar's tools. What are those?
Burglar's tools.
Crowbar.
Things you use to break into some weird key thing. I don't know.
For a stable?
Files and...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Do you keep them in a doctor's bag?
I don't have any burglar tools.
Just a quick snapshot of how Tom's mind works.
I'm sure there are tools that have no other real purpose than breaking locks.
Slim Jims and whatnot.
Yeah, but the guy's having sex with a horse?
Well, he tried.
I'm sorry, where was this again?
This was in Alabama. He's also been charged.
Probably celebrating the big victory the other night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, roll tide. You know what that makes me want to do?
He's also been charged with sexual misconduct, second-degree criminal trespassing, and, of course, bestiality.
So he did do it?
Well, the official warrant lists that, so I...
There's a picture of him here, and he's next to a sheep that has a knitted sweater that says, "Me too."
Oh, my God.
Well, you're going to hear about that one. I'm not taking the questions.
You know something? Sometimes you bring awareness to people through
Chick, through comedy. Where are you at with the horse sex? Yay or nay?
Oh, God.
I mean,
nay.
When they hit the hay, they really hit the hay, huh?
I would think that would be really risky.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, you know, I can think of something that looks an awful lot like a carrot. You don't want to get to anybody that's ever been around. Never mind.
Hey, let's change the subject. Was this horse?
Was this a fling or was it? Had they been dating?
Well, you know, apparently he'd been there for the whole month of December.
He's not done yet. Here it comes.
Was the horse his main squeeze?
Oh, I thought you were going to say it hadn't been going on for long.
Oh, this poor kid, if he's got to have sex with horses, he's probably unstable.
Yeah, I would say so.
Do you want to continue?
No.
A stable genius at that, he was.
No. Yes. That is, I mean, that's also really sad.
It is sad. That's why
this poor guy wakes up every day and that's what he wants to do. He's got to get special tools to do it, and I assume some kind of a stepladder.
Maybe Polly's like, hey, come on, let a girl have a little fun.
Oh. Polly would even know?
And there's probably some perv listening going, man, it was a female horse. That's sick.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully he gets this under control and really reins this in.
I think we could do this all day.
Sure. I mean, he was chomping at the bit to get to her, but...
What it seemed like, you know?
Okay, sorry. We got to move on here.
Move on. Oh, there were no counts.
I got this nice note.
A thief made off with a giant bee statue from a billboard in Georgia.
Of course he did.
The oversized bee statue named Dwayne the Bee Johnson.
All right.
And it's a statue, okay. So it's a rock.
That's funny.
There's somebody who thought, no, it's like Dwayne the Rock Johnson, you know, but it's a bee.
Yeah.
So just Dwayne the Bee Johnson.
No!
From the billboard on I-75 near Lake Park, July 27th, Wild Adventures is offering 2 gold passes to anyone with information that would lead to the bee's return. The marketing director says a thief of this magnitude...
Yeah. So anytime you want gold passes, just steal the bee again,
is
right?
Bound to generate some buzz around town.
Oh, sure.
If you hear anyone droning on about how they have a giant bee, be a hero and please let the sheriff's office know.
I'm looking at this thing. It is really ugly.
Well, the police are still at work on it.
Are they?
Yeah, they've started a sting operation.
Joshua.
Hey! Chicks up. He's leaving. Good night, he says. Left the room.
Typical. That's a typical wasp.
Typical wasp. It's
when
a
they, you know what they're going to do when they catch him? When they catch him, they're going to go, this is a raid. It's a commercial.
It sounds to me like maybe they had it stolen.
Is that a felony?
Purpose.
Probably.
Class B.
Hey!
Tom.
Oh, God. Wow.
An Oregon man who was caught harassing bison.
Police on the lookout for a wannabe criminal.
All right.
Christy, you might want to wait. I'm sure there'll be another one coming up here in 3, 2.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Is this the goat thing?
No, I want to see if they found the damn bee.
Oh, they may have.
Oh, no, the investigation continued. Oh, that was 4 days ago. So.
Oh, man.
2 days ago.
Well, it would have been in the International Newswire if they found it.
If it's the rock-sized, how are you going to hide that?
Well, they put it in a truck and then probably...
Get a warehouse like in the movies.
Cover of night. It's only 50 pounds.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Never mind then.
Okay.
That's 50 easy. 50-pound
bee. Okay, good. What do you got?
An Oregon man who was caught harassing bison in Yellowstone National Park was arrested in Glacier National Park. They found him.
Jackass.
The National Park Service said rangers found Raymond Reinke causing a disturbance at the historic Manny Glacier Hotel Thursday. Did I say Manny? The Manny Glacier Hotel.
Have you seen this guy?
The incident marks Reinke's third disturbance in less than a week at a national park.
Doesn't he beat his chest?
The 55-year-old cited for drunken disorderly conduct at Grand Teton National Park last Saturday. He was cited 3 days later at Yellowstone after a visitor took video of him walking up to a bison in a roadway congested with stopped cars and waving his arms. Reinke was sent back to Yellowstone and appeared in court on Friday. Yellowstone officials warn visitors to stay at least 25 yards away from bison, which injure tourists every year who get too close.
Oh,
yeah, they can gore you.
Oh, yeah.
He's an idiot, this guy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not the bison's fault.
Did you see the dance that he did? Reminded me of that movie. What was it called? Oh, Dances Like Douchebag. Kevin.
Or Staying Alive.
I just got back.
He was giving us a second chance.
I heard, as I was walking out, I heard the big raid line.
It's a duck fright in. What's a duck fright in?
Turkey.
What? Turducken.
That isn't even a joke.
He may be having a stroke.
It's as bad as that crap over there.
That isn't even a joke.
Hey, thank you so much for watching this year in review. Be sure to check out our full playlist on YouTube. We have 7 other videos for you to check out.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch all 8 year in reviews to feel like, you knew what happened in 2018.
That's right.
As we welcome in a very funny 2019, looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And be sure to go to bobandtom.com for more goodies, and as well as bobandtomstore.com if you didn't score some of those Christmas deals.
Great shirts like this
at
bobandtomstore.com.
That's
very exciting.
Have a good year, everybody.
We'll miss you.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.